This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Great opportunity right now to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Our telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, while you're on the website, not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down to where you see that envelope that says stay connected. Do what I did. You put your email address in there and get a nice little weekly snapshot of not only what's going on in the markets, but a link to the most recent podcast as well. That at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. And joining us this week, as mentioned, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Great to have you along this week, CJ. And Malia, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
Very good. I think we need our thick parkas and fur coats today, don't we?
It is deceptively beautiful out there this morning as I look out the window and I see the nice dusting of white snow and the sun rising. And I'm thinking, oh, that looks like it'd be great out there. And I forgot when I walked in, my face hurts. So, you know,
you look at that on a calendar. That looks really nice on the calendar.
Yes, it does. We've got a really good and an important conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about some of the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to their own retirement planning. We're going to do that in just a moment. A couple of things, though, to keep in mind as we talk with CJ and Malia this week. Again, this is a great opportunity to get on the air with your question at 321-1310. 321-1310. CJ and Malia would love to help you out. Also, you can learn more at the website at klossfinancial.com. Another thing we do on this program each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and this week is no exception. And the folks from Kloss provided another fantastic prize. This week, you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Malia, I can't win this, can I?
No, you can't. Your wife would not be happy if you were eating cheesecake all the time.
Well, if I shared, she might have a different opinion, but we'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We often bring up both the question and the answer during the program, so a little bit of a cheat sheet, and we'll tell you again a little bit later how you can win that. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer to that one as well.
Yeah. So last week we really were discussing, how you should perhaps consider starting out your new year, kind of looking at, you know, where things stand for yourself. And so part of our conversation went to the area as far as figuring out what your net worth is. And so the question actually was to determine your net worth, you should add up all your assets and subtract out your what. And congratulations to Micah Fitchburg. He correctly answered liabilities, your debts. And that is a really good way to figure out what's my starting point. And where do I want to head? And with the tips you're going to hear today or some mistakes to avoid, it all works together. So listen carefully for today's question.
And last week's program, a fantastic show there. If you missed any part of last week's program, don't forget you can always head on over to Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Listen to the podcast right there. You can also subscribe right from the website. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about some of the biggest mistakes people often make with their own retirement planning. Let's start off kind of talking about some of those biggies that you're seeing.
Yeah, being that we're retirement planners, ideally we would like to help people avoid these mistakes, or at least when they run into them, you know, maybe some warning bells will go off and they will remember this show and think, I shouldn't do that. So here's a list of some mistakes to avoid as you near retirement. Mistake number one is staying too aggressive in your portfolio. So we've talked a lot about this on the show, but typically as you get closer to retirement, even though your portfolio may have done historically very, very well for you by being aggressive, once you get into the phase of what we call reverse dollar cost averaging, this is where you are actually pulling money out of the portfolio to live off of in retirement. Once you're getting close to that time frame, volatility is your enemy. So you've heard us say this on the show, when you're young and accumulating, volatility in the market is your friend. Because actually as the market goes down and you're buying at cheaper prices. But when you're in retirement, volatility, at least excess attitude about risk or volatility had pre-retirement, as you carry into retirement. Now, I do want to mention one thing about this whole staying too aggressive. Sometimes people misinterpret this. They just think that by definition of them being older, they shouldn't be taking on risk. That's not necessarily true either. You still should assess what amount of risk you can take on, what accounts are meant for you versus beneficiaries. But in general, you want to be cautious with volatility and risk as you get closer to retirement. Mistake to avoid number two is not fully evaluating your pension options. So not as many people have pensions as they used to. However, here in Dane County, at least, there's a lot of people that have the Wisconsin Retirement System Employee Trust Funds pension, which is just a fabulous pension, by the way. I can't say enough about it. But if you have a pension, you really need to slow down and look at your options. So for those of you who have a pension, you might know what I'm talking about. This is where it says, hey, I've worked for 40 years here. I now need to take my monthly income stream through my employer, through the, say, WRS pension, and I can take single life, 50% survivor, 100% survivor, 180 payments guaranteed, you know, so on and so forth. There's all these different options. You really do want to slow down and look at those, because those decisions are irrevocable typically after 60 days. So 60 days goes by and that decision now becomes a lifetime decision. And so I would really encourage people, if you have never met with a financial planner and you're going to retire and choose a pension, I would say meet with like a fee-for-service financial planner and have them run an analysis for you. Because again, that is such a huge part of your retirement income and it's a lifetime decision that you're making.
Can I ask real quick too, and this is something that popped in my head, CJ, as you were talking about pension options. Do people sometimes make the mistake that they assume that, well, because I have a pension, I don't need guidance? I think a lot of times with like 401ks and other things, we think, oh, I need help, but pensions, oh, that's handled by somebody else. It's easy street, no worries. And
totally.
That would be a mistake.
Yes. Well, up until the point of which you actually are projecting retirement, there can be some truth to that, right? Like, hey, if I don't have a bunch in investments and I generally understand finance and I just have this pension thing out there, it may not require as much day-to-day ongoing management for you. However, as you get closer to retirement, now you're projecting your future benefit. This is where we see people starting to make mistakes. They'll make huge mistakes on the projection of that benefit. Or then when they go to draw it, Sean, to your point, they make a massive mistake because they don't consider their spouse or the age difference between them and their spouse, or they don't look at the lump sum option. And by the way, a lot of you would say, oh, if you have lump sum, you should always take it. Wrong. That is absolutely not true. It needs to be something that you evaluate based on your needs, the stability of the company that's paying it to you, so on and so forth.
Telephone
number. Good point, Sean.
Telephone number here at the station. If you've got a question for CJ Malia, I'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. What is that third point, CJ?
Yeah, so the third mistake to avoid is retiring without considering health insurance. So, gosh, we've run entire shows about health insurance for many, many years now. And Malia can attest, this is the biggest hurdle to overcome in retirement planning. So if you're going to retire before age 65, which remember, 65 is when Medicare kicks on for most Americans, if you're going to retire before 65, you need to think about what we call gap insurance. Are you going to take COBRA? COBRA is the extension of your group plan for 18 to 36 months. You know, are you going to take that? If so, how expensive is that? If you're not going to take that, then are you going to jump onto like a medical sharing arrangement? Or if not onto a medical sharing arrangement, then are you going to jump onto the Affordable Care Act? How expensive are those? What are the deductibles? I will just tell you, this is probably the greatest area of planning where we spend our time is for when people want to retire before Medicare eligibility. They need to consider where they're going to obtain their health insurance. Not to say that there's not great options, by the way. There are some really great options, but you just need to be aware of what you're going to do, because unfortunately, we have too many people come in and say, you know, I got fed up and I retired. And we go, whoa, can you afford it? Where are you getting your health insurance from? And we kind of have to play catch up. So don't play catch up. Try to plan ahead if you can.
Really great stuff from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. A great opportunity also for you, by the way. If you've got a question for CJ or Malia, we'd love to hear from you this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Take more of your calls next. We'll continue our conversation about some of the mistakes people often make when it comes to retirement planning. We'll get those details from CJ and Malia. And again, take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn about Kloss, the team, their separate divisions, how they can help you or if you're an employer, and a little bit about the different areas that they operate in, all online at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Or if you have a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about some of the mistakes people often make when it comes to their own retirement planning, and some great stuff from CJ and Malia. Let's talk about another area that I know we've talked about this in the past, which is deciding when to take Social Security. I've got to guess people can make mistakes in this area, can't they?
Well, they can. And, you know, as CJ mentioned about the pensions, you know, once you make a decision, you might not be able to adjust it back. Social Security, you can. There are situations where you might have to turn it off, so to speak, and turn it back on, depending on a situation. But generally speaking, you want to kind of get this right and look at what makes sense for yourself. So one of the first things people say is, I'm not going to collect Social Security till I'm 65, 66, which may be the right decision for them. But the reality is, and we've talked about this on many, many shows, is that many people will start collecting way earlier than they expected. So the earliest people can start drawing, providing they have a Social Security benefit available to them, is age 62. And we do see the average person start drawing between 62 and 63, even though mentally people are like, no, I'm going to wait. The reality is people tend to draw earlier than they expect. You hear us throw around words on our show called FRA, or acronyms FRA, which stands for full retirement age. And for most people, that full retirement age as deemed by Social Security is probably age 66 to 67 for most of our listeners. If you're born after 1960, your full retirement age is age 67. So what does full retirement age mean? What's really the crux here is that if you are full retirement age, you will collect your Social Security benefit and be able to, at that point, collect income from other income sources and not, as many people say, get dinged for their benefit. So that's always a question. People want to work part-time sometimes between the ages of 62 and their full retirement age, but they're worried about their Social Security benefit being reduced. And so in 2022, that number is $19,560. What that means is you could work part-time if you're already collecting a benefit prior to your full retirement age and earn that amount of income. If you went above that income, though, Social Security will deduct a dollar for every $2 above that $19,560. So you want to get that right. If you do collect sooner than you expect, you want to make sure you're watching that threshold and not be surprised if some of your benefit gets retracted. So that's really important. You know, looking at considerations when your spouse may be starting their Social Security, part-time income, and other avenues where you could possibly draw income before your full retirement age. So you want to get that really figured out. The next item we look at for our clients is making sure you're not drawing too much out every year from your portfolio. So we don't like to give hardline numbers, but most people read news out there and they see this number somewhere between 4% and 5% is probably the parameters that you might be looking at pulling from your portfolio someday. And the idea here is you want to make sure your portfolio ideally is generating the same amount that you're trying to pull, right? So what I think some people fall on the idea like, oh, I made 10% this year, so I should be able to pull 10%. And that's where we say, whoa, slow down. We want to make sure your portfolio lasts you through your entire retirement, which for most people, you know, we look at longevity and we're seeing numbers 90 years and older for many, many people. So you're going to want to make sure that you have a realistic drawing, a realistic draw from your retirement accounts. And then, of course, taking into consideration the Social Security and other types of investments you might hold. And the last one is trying to time the market, which that kind of goes along with what CJ mentioned earlier, to staying too aggressive in your portfolio. You're trying oftentimes to make up for those lost years, and we're going to tell you, never a good idea, okay? It's like the get rich fast schemes out there. You know, it's you want to manage for risk for yourself, not the buddy next door that doesn't know your financial situation. You really need to speak to someone directly about your situation. I was on the phone with a client yesterday whose husband collects a very large government pension, but he works part-time for a rental car agency. And he sits there and talks to his colleagues, and they talk about taking extra risk. And he's able to take extra risk because he has a large pension. But the guys he works with, not so much. So you never know what the other financial situation is for the people you speak with. And they might go home and say, oh, well, I heard I could just risk a whole bunch. And they don't have the government pension sitting there at home. So your situation is unique to you. And you want to make sure that you're not the one trying to time the market when it doesn't make sense.
Fantastic guidance and great information, as always, from Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number is 608-442-5637. While we're talking about some of the areas to avoid, are there other mistakes people should be avoiding? As Malia left off there, talking about trying to time the market, do we also see people trying to make up for lost time, I guess?
Yeah, so yes, Sean. And as it relates to that, it has to do with frauds or scams. So often people will kind of get closer to retirement. They won't be quite as sharp mentally. And they'll be thinking, oh, I haven't saved enough. And then they'll have a fraudster call them and say, hey, you won the lottery. We just have to get the money out of this vault in Chicago. And I need you to send me $10,000. And I'm telling you this one as an example, because this is a real example that happened to one of our clients. And so it's scary. And by the way, this person actually pursued it. So frauds or scams, please, please, this is where your financial planner can provide really good guidance to you. Because when you come to that planner and say, hey, I think I won the lottery, they can kind of sniff it out for you to see what's really going on. So mistake to avoid number six on our list is do not get caught up in frauds or scams. Mistake to avoid number seven would be financially supporting your adult working children. So listen, I have three children. Malia has four children. We get it, right? We get it. Once a child, always a child. You're always loving your children, doing the best that you can for them. But my goodness, when your children are 25, 30, 35, 40, and you are still paying thousands of dollars a month to support them, there's a problem. And it's going to dramatically impact your ability to retire or remain retired. So we would highly encourage you. One of the most loving and supportive things you can do for your children as they age is to tell them, figure it out, right? I don't know, figure it out. It's kind of like the we all hear this as an example, right? But it's the mother bird that pushes the birds out of the nest, right? It seems so unloving because, oh my gosh, what if they can't fly? They'll fall and die. And yet it's what they do. Number 8 on our list is avoid this mistake, not staying active socially, mentally, or physically. So we often see this where people will get into retirement. They just go sit on the couch. They go, oh, I finally have time to rest. Well, remember, your mind is a muscle. Your body is filled with muscles. You need to stay active socially, mentally, physically, or you will find actually that you'll become very unhealthy very quickly. And finally, at least on my list, number 9 is avoid not being tax wise, or avoid being unwise with your taxes would be another way to say that. So an example would be, oh, I want to pay off my mortgage before I enter retirement, which if you know anything about us, we love that idea. Yes, pay off your mortgage. But they, you know, somebody takes out a $200,000 IRA distribution to pay off their mortgage at 60 years old and they blow up their income tax picture. So you do want to meet with a good accountant, meet with a good advisor who can make sure that what you want to do can be met with good tax guidance as well.
Planning, all very, very important stuff this week. If you missed any part of today's program, you can always listen back. Head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Another option you have there is to submit a question to be answered here on Money in Motion in the Listener Question Corner. We'll answer a question coming up from Leo in the next segment. Also do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. In the meantime, mention the website KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Check that out. And to make an appointment at Klaas Financial, it's going to be complimentary to you. All you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. And before we get to the Money in Motion listener question corner, as well as the Klaas quiz question week, I received an email during the break from Dave, and he's got a question for you. He says, does Klaas Financial offer retirement advice on a one-time or periodic basis versus a financial account management for an ongoing basis? And that was an email that that Dave sent me during the break.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan, that's a great question.
I love that Dave asked this. So what Dave is getting at, for those who don't understand, is most financial planners want to manage your money. And the reason they want to manage the money is because that's where ongoing revenue comes from. So some people just say, I just want financial planning guidance. I just want a coach. Can you just coach me maybe once or occasionally along the way? And the answer is yes, Dave. We have a whole division dedicated to this known as Klaas 360. We call it our financial coaching division. We just charge for our time. So great question.
Really good question. I know Dave, and he's not a plant. So it is a great question, Dave. I'll send you a link as well with more information after we wrap the show. Speaking of great opportunities to reach our friends at Klaas Financial, you can, of course, call in during the program. You can set up that appointment by calling the office at 442-5637, or you can email a question at KlaasFinancial.com to be answered in our Money in Motion listener question corner. And this week, we've got a question from Leo. He says, I'm a regular listener and appreciate the show. Hopefully you can give me some guidance. I'm receiving a raise, very nice, in my salary beginning this year, and I'm wondering if I should be adding more money to my retirement savings or pay down debt. I'm 60 years old and plan to retire at 65. Thanks for your help. How'd you guys help Leo?
Yeah. So thanks, Leo, for emailing us that. So great question. First, again, congratulations on the raise. It's always a great way to start the new year, better than the opposite, right?
Yes.
So whenever we discuss increases in salary, we always want to take a look at whether or not you're going to be able to max out your retirement contributions with regards to your retirement plan at work or an IRA, perhaps. So if you have the opportunity to contribute to, say, a 401k or 403b at work, and since you are over 50, this year in 2022, you can put away as much as $20,500 plus a catch up of $6,500, totaling $27,000, providing you can afford to do that. And so that's something to kind of earmark. And otherwise, you can add up to $7,000 into an IRA this year. But the question for you is, which is the better choice? Should you increase your retirement contributions, go buy a new car, pay off some debt? And what is your personal savings? So that's the first thing we're always looking at is, do you have that emergency fund? So maybe it's not the right time to increase your retirement contributions. What's your overall tax situation? So in summary, our favorite words are, it depends, and it does depend. We want to make sure that you don't have a huge debt out there with high interest payments necessary. We want to make sure we see the whole picture. So either contact your own financial advisor or give a call to our office, and we can get a little more information from you to even give you a more clarifying answer. Great. Thanks for writing in.
Great question, Leo. And don't forget, if you ever have a question, you can always email. Just go on over to klossfinancial.com. Got a link there where you can send your email in, or even better, set up that a first appointment. Again, it's not going to cost you a thing. 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment. I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Under normal circumstances, what is the earliest age you can begin to draw your Social Security benefit? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the telephone number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it's always fantastic hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, 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 money.